Hear the word of the Lord as it comes to us from Paul's letter to the Romans. To all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints, grace to you in peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed throughout the world. For God, whom I serve with my spirit by announcing the gospel of his Son, is my witness, that without ceasing I pray for you always, asking that by God's will I might finally succeed in coming to you, in order that I might share some spiritual gift in order to strengthen you, or that we might be mutually encouraged by one another's faith, both yours and mine. I want you to know this, brothers and sisters, that I have often longed to come to you, but I have been prevented thus far. For I long to reap a harvest among you, as I have among the rest of the Gentiles. For I am a debtor, both to the Jew and to the Greek, to the wise and to the barbarian. This is the word of the Lord. Now, I didn't say this earlier. My name is Dan Klaus, and along with my wife, Grace, we are the chaplains of discipleship. Now, discipleship is one of those words that gets thrown around a lot. And if you're like me, I think it's one of those words that just has a lot of ambiguity with it. What does that actually mean? Well, theologian Karl Barth said that discipleship might be best thought of as simply listening and being obedient to Jesus' command, follow me. Pastor theologian Eugene Peterson says that discipleship is best thought of as a long obedience in the same direction. I like these. Ours is a culture of fast food and fast internet, and these ground us in the reality that discipleship takes time. Discipleship takes time. The Christian life isn't something you come naturally into. You don't know immediately how to pray, how to give forgiveness. You don't know how to bear the fruits of the Spirit. These take time. It's a long obedience in the same direction. Following Jesus is something that we develop in and that the Spirit grows in us. And I think Paul has this in mind when he says this to the church in Rome. For I long to be with you in order that I might share some spiritual gift with you in order to strengthen you, or that we might be mutually encouraged by one another's faith, both yours and mine. Paul recognizes that the Christians in Rome are in a difficult situation. They need to encourage one another. As Trigvi said a couple weeks ago, saints never appears in the singular. We are called by Christ to be his own together. This is something we're called into as a people. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to go to church. I mean, I want to encourage you to sign up for Bible studies. The deadline's at noon on Friday. I want you to sign up to participate in all the student life activities. I want you to drink deeply of the joy of living with your peers. But I want you to go to church too. It was the summer of 2012, so not this past summer, but the summer before. Grace and I went to go work on a small island in the Pacific Northwest. We worked at a church there. And while we were there, we met Ed and Willie. Ed and Willie were in their mid to late 80s, and they are all-stars. They opened their home every day at 9 and said, whoever wants to come, we will have coffee and cookies. This is a great thing for somebody new to a town. So we took them up on it and decided we'd come every week. The first time we got to hear about their camping trip and what their kids were up to. But then we kept coming, and as the weeks progressed, we got to hear different stories. We got to hear stories about them learning what it means to pray and trust in God when they were teenagers in Netherlands during a Nazi occupation. We got to learn what it meant for them to learn to discern and listen to the Spirit when they decided to leave their home and leave their friends and family and move to the Pacific Northwest. You see, I want you to go to church because I want you, well, for a lot of reasons, but I want you to sit next to someone like Ed and Willie. I want you to ask them, what does it mean to be a Christian in the long haul? If discipleship is a long obedience in the same direction, what does that mean? I want you to ask, how does that look when you're 50 and an accident happens with your child? What does it mean to be a disciple and to love and trust Jesus when everything goes wrong? You see, I want you to sit next to people who can bear witness that God is faithful and has been faithful. I want you to be encouraged by them. As Grace and I, a while back, wondered what our future would be looking like, we were encouraged by the witness of Ed and Willie. So I want you to be encouraged. But I also want you to go to church because Paul talks about this being a mutual encouragement. You see, I want you to go to church because they're going to love you. Look at you guys. How could they not love you? Grace and I don't know where Grace is. Grace and I talk all the time about how cool you are. I mean, you ask good questions. You sing well. You have vitality and energy. You wonder about what does it mean to be a Christian in the science lab. I don't even know what happens in the science lab. I mean, this is a delight. I want you to go and participate in lives of churches because I want you to be encouraged. But I want churches to be encouraged by the vibrant witness that you all are. And this encouragement has a center. It's not encouragement just because they're great and you're great, even though that's true. This encouragement has a center. I want you to encourage and be encouraged because you have been claimed. You have been claimed as Christ's own. You have been claimed by the same Lord who has claimed generations before you. You have been claimed by a Lord who has been faithful yesterday, who is faithful today, and who will be faithful tomorrow. The Lord who says to the saints in Rome, I have claimed you as my own. And the Lord who says to the saints at Hope College, you are mine. I want you to be with the people of God. I want you to be with the people of God here. I love it that you're here. But I want you to participate in the full range of the community of saints, people who have been disciples for longer than we have been alive. I mean, I'm not that old. I need this too. This has been a blessing to me, and I want to encourage you in that as well. So please, join me in prayer. Gracious Lord, we know that it is in you that we live and move and have our being. It is in you that we grow up, and it is into the faith, and it is in you who sent your Spirit to nurture and guide us. We thank you for the gift of the communion of saints, those who come alongside us and encourage us, who chant us on as we seek to pursue you, Lord. We pray that in our classes, in our meetings, in our dorm rooms, we might learn what it means to encourage one another on in seeking your face. We pray all of these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.